Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With Vice President Harris about to lay out her economic priorities, former President Trump was saying all sorts of things at his New Jersey golf club, leaving a lot to fact check.
You talked about how he said the mortgage rates were over 10%. That's not true. They're just south of 7%. And actually, at a year-over-year low, which is interesting. Obviously, a lot of people wondering if the Fed is going to cut rates soon, if that'll help bring mortgage rates down. He also really inflated the average price of gas, which is also really down year over year, not up, like he said.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The vice president goes to North Carolina Friday to present her economic proposals. On Thursday, President Biden and Xi talked about the first 10 prescription drugs covered by Medicare that'll cost less because of negotiations with Big Pharma. On trial for the murder of her black neighbor in a dispute, Susan Lawrence told the judge in Ocala, Florida, she will testify in her own defense. This is ABC News. New Jersey Transit, a once proud mass transit agency, has had a terrible summer. Too many canceled and delayed trains to count. It's trying to make amends.
New Jersey Transit, carrying more than 200 million train riders a year, says it's waiving fares for a full week from August 26th through September 2nd. The fare holiday, as it's being called, was announced by Governor Phil Murphy as a consolation for a summer of transit headaches, schedule disruptions caused by overhead wire issues, power outages, and disabled trains. The announcement comes after a New Jersey congressman introduced a rail passenger bill of rights that would guarantee refunds for chronically delayed or canceled trains on New Jersey Transit and Amtrak. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
His publicist reported the death of Peter Marshall, longtime host of the old Hollywood Squares game show. He hosted more than 5,000 episodes of Squares. In an interview with Archive of American Television, he called it the easiest thing I've ever done in show business. Peter Marshall was 98. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is asking a federal judge not to impose any changes at Wisconsin's youth prisons after a counselor was killed earlier this summer. Evers tells federal judge James Peterson the conditions at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are slowly getting better. Republican lawmakers are pushing Peterson to give staff more leeway to discipline inmates. Microsoft is increasing its footprint on the former Foxconn site in Racine County. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Dodgers again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another back-and-forth battle. The Los Angeles Dodgers leading 4-3 headed into the eighth, but the Brewer batters able to load the bases, then bring in the runs. Brian Anderson, Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
Hoskins hits Hudson's foot, and Contreras is going to score. Hudson's been hit twice. Wow. It's 6-4.
And that was the final, 6-4 in favor of Milwaukee. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It was wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of points back and forth. It was emotional. You know, a lot of points from our young guys. You know, it's August of their, and they're still making some mistakes and those type of things. So you get kind of emotional about it. But they bounce back. Bounce back.
The Crew opens a home series tomorrow night at AmFam Field against the Cleveland Guardians. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower and thunderstorm chances ending in the overnight. Plenty of clouds across the area. Temperatures dropping to the upper 60s. For your Friday, more shower and thunderstorm chances and some heavy rainfall possible. High temperatures warming to near 80. Right now, it's 73.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, actor Sean Astin of Rudy and Lord of the Rings fame will join us. He's stomping for Harris all Saturday across the state. He'll tell us why.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy David Pepper, the lawyer, writer, his latest book, Saving Democracy, A User's Manual for Every American, political activist, former elected official, adjunct professor, University of Cincinnati College of Law, served as chair of the Ohio Democratic Party up until 2021, and writes a brilliant Substack newsletter. It's absolutely free. You need to check it out, davidpepper.substack.com. It's Pepperspectives. And, of course, on Twitter, David Pepper. David, welcome back to the program. I was so excited that you were coming on that half hour ago I introduced you, thinking that we had you on the line. I'm so glad you could
join us. Sorry I wasn't there for you.
Yeah, it was rather embarrassing, actually. First time I've done that in probably 10 years. But I just lost track of time. Project 2025 is not just national, they're going local. That's the headline of one of your recent Substack newsletters that I thought was just brilliant. You want to tell us about this? Give us the backstory and then what's happening right now.
So, which aspect of it? I'm sorry.
Project 2025 is not just a national scam and scheme, that it's also being played out locally all across the country.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to make sure. Sometimes Democrats make a mistake that we sort of say, read the plan, and we throw out talking points. And I think oftentimes we don't really communicate well when we do it that way. And so what I'm trying to do in different ways is make it clear, you know, how Project 2025 would really work on individual lives. And I hate to say it, the reason I feel like I know this so well is because so much of it is already happening.
Especially in Ohio.
Yeah, in red states like Ohio that are gerrymandered and corrupt, where they've been attacking democracy for years, we see what it looks like and what they want to do nationally playing out right now here. And one example is, basically, and Donald Trump said this the other day with Elon Musk, they want to do to the nation's schools what they're doing in Ohio, where they're giving $1 billion+ away to families to keep going to private schools they've already gone to and they could afford, while public schools are underfunded. And over time, that's literally going to have a lot of money going into religious schools and far less money going to public schools. It's already happening, and the results are so twisted, they're shocking. And what does Project 2025 do? It says we're going to take the federal money, we're going to get rid of the Department of Education, we're going to take the federal money that we put into public schools with high poverty rates, and we're going to drive it mostly into more vouchers to double down on these ridiculous results in states like Ohio. So this is not even a preview. It's literally happening in these states. And so when some people ask us, would they really do these things? And the answer is, well, yeah, because they already are. When they've had the power, the gerrymandered power, to do some of the worst parts of Project 2025, they've already been doing them in states like Ohio. So they're serious, and we already know what the results kind of look like.
Well, the Supreme Court has been helping them, too. I mean, you know, the Dobbs decision, that's right out of Project 2025. The blowing up the Chevron deference, right out of Project 2025. I'm sure
Alabama and IBF decision.
Yep.
The Alabama IBF decision tracks what the people who wrote that report, literally on the Heritage Foundation, say they want to do with IBF. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. So, what's your advice to people? I mean, what can we or should we do about this? And how long do you think that these red states that are putting into place these extraordinarily unpopular things, from abortion bans to school vouchers, how long are they going to be able to hang on?
So my advice is, and I did one of my little whiteboards on this the other day, mm-hmm. I think Tim Walz has come up with something pretty good when he said that J.D. Vance and Trump were weird, okay? And weird, the only risk with weird is it understates how bad it is. It's toxic. It's extreme. But I think people are starting to see, yeah, who are these people? Why are they saying crazy things about, women? Or why are they pushing policies to get into our bedroom? I think our challenge, and this is a challenge for a party that too often only looks at the top of the ticket, it's to show that if you think J.D. Vance is weird, wait till I show you the state legislatures around this country who aren't only talking like J.D. Vance, but they're passing laws that reflect that. And I think if we do our job, we take this brand that I think people are starting to see, and we say, don't just vote against Trump and Vance or Project 2025 because you think it's so crazy. Know that in your own state, laws reflecting those ideas are already being passed by people as nuts as they are. So vote against them as well, recruit to run against them as well, and help those candidates as much as you might want to help people that are more famous to the top of the ticket. You want to really win for democracy, make people see that up and down the ballot, it's all weird at this point. It's all toxic. We have to beat all of it. Winning the presidency, as important as it is, what's the term? Necessary but not sufficient. We've got to go up and down the ballot. With the energy we're seeing, by the way, there's a great opportunity to do exactly that.
Now, for 6 years, you were the chair of the Ohio Democratic Party. We're talking with David Pepper, whose brilliant newsletter you can find at davidpepper.substack.com. And I'm curious your thoughts on how this election is going to play out this fall in Ohio.
So someone asked me that earlier. The energy we are seeing, and we're seeing in Ohio from Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, is it enough for them to win Ohio? I don't know. I would still say that's sort of an underdog possibility, but it's certainly not the majority. I would not say that's sort of likely, but could it happen? Yeah. But when you think about democracy and the way I just talked about it, the energy from Harris and Walz is a huge help to Sherrod Brown. If you had a collapse in energy on our side, Sherrod, although he's a very weak opponent, that might have endangered him. I think the energy that we're seeing now puts him in a better place. But we also have three Supreme Court races in Ohio on the ballot. It's like the Wisconsin race 2 years ago, but it's in Ohio. We're the only state in the country where we could flip to our favor the Ohio Supreme Court. And when that Supreme Court is going to be the one determining what a fair district looks like potentially, or what reproductive freedom looks like, which we all voted for last November, that decision about who's running a court is as important for Ohio's democracy as any race on the ballot. If Kamala Harris and Tim Walz keep the margin pretty close, it puts all three of those races in play. We have a history of Democrats overperforming in Supreme Court races. So if we lose, let's say we don't win the state for Kamala, but it's 4 or 5, we can win those races. And the last one is, we have a ballot measure in Ohio to end gerrymandering. If we can keep it close to the top, that ballot measure is probably in pretty good shape. So the energy we're seeing from them, is it sufficient to flip Ohio blue for the presidential? That's, again, an uphill battle. But I think it's putting all these other races in play. And if we have a close presidential and Sherrod wins and we beat gerrymandering and win that court, we've had one of the most important years in democracy in Ohio in my lifetime. So there's a lot of excitement about all the things on the ballot and some other races as well.
Yeah, it seems like, a time of just absolutely remarkable opportunity here in the United States. I had somebody called earlier and asked if some of these election deniers that have been put in state and county positions were to refuse to certify elections at the local level rather than the state level. Yeah. Could that alter the outcome of congressional races, both for state House and Senate and for the U.S. House?
You know, I have not studied the law on that enough. I worry. I mean, one thing we have to all remember is from the top down, but especially the top, in their mind, you know, the consequence for Trump of losing is he worries he's going to jail.
Yep. Well, that's why he's talking about going to Venezuela. I mean, he told.
Yeah, I mean, that tells us something.
Yeah.
And if someone is worried they're going to go to jail if they lose, they're willing to break laws to make sure they don't lose. So although there's a feeling of optimism, there also needs to be a reality that we are up against people who view the stakes so dramatically for them and in some ways their personal freedom that they're going to do just about anything. And we need to have sort of the lawyers ready, the courts ready, be ready to fight ridiculous disinformation. I mean, they will, you know, we have created an incentive system where Donald Trump literally has no disincentive to go further than he's ever gone because he's probably going to face criminal sanction either way.
Yeah.
The other incentive, though, that puts on us, and this is going to sound strange, but I think it's true. The bigger the margin, the less the stuff they're going to do that's inappropriate or worse matters.
Yeah.
Make it so that if Donald Trump wants to call Georgia looking for votes, he's not asking for 11,000, and he'll make that call again if he needs to. Make it so that he's asking for 80,000, which would be ridiculous and so ridiculous it wouldn't even go anywhere. So I think when we see a 2-point lead in the poll, knowing what they will do if it's close or if they're losing, do not be satisfied. If Pennsylvania is close and there are a bunch of votes out, which the law allows there to be, at 11 p.m. that night, they will already have begun to cause trouble. So make the margin as big as you can. Yes, we'll fight it in court. We'll fight that out. I worry about some of the courts in this country. But the best solution is record high turnout and margins that make all that stuff look silly because the race is a blowout. That should be our goal, knowing that they will do just about anything, disinformation, actions that aren't lawful, to avoid the consequence that will be so dramatic for them if they lose.
Brilliant. David Pepper, check out his Substack newsletter, davidpepper.substack.com. David, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you.
Of course. Good to see you. Take care.
Back at you. Thank you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. I have a geeky science, actually, for you. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It is 16 minutes past the hour, coming up on 17. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick update about fun on the cheap. Board games. There's a bunch of new stuff out there that's a cheap way for families to have fun. Here are a few of my new favorites. Wavelength is a party game. It's a spin on charades or Pictionary. You predict your partner's response to something. It's fun, it's smart, and we always end up laughing and laughing. And then there's Five Crowns. It's a great card game for a family of all ages. It's cheap to buy, and it's easy to learn. It's like Rummy, but with more suits. And last but not least, My favorite game is Wingspan. It's a competitive game about bird watching, which I love on so many levels, and my kid tolerates with me on special occasions. And good news, you can often try before you buy because sometimes local libraries have games you can check out. Head over to workmoney.org for more tips. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Winkler. Now, I was involved in politics for 30-plus years. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the road.
It's not just cities. It's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. Voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you look at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, it might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ed. Excuse me, EBU in Newark, New Jersey.
Yes, Tom. This is EBU.
EBU.
I watch you on a daily basis, and I was telling the gentleman I spoke with that my son appeared on your show during the Occupy movement. Mm-hmm. You know, and he walked from Pennsylvania, from Philadelphia to D.C., and you had him on one of your programs.
Oh, great.
I'm from the Gambia, British West Africa, mm-hmm. and I attended CHOAT in Wallingford, Connecticut, and I found out John F. Kennedy attended that school at some point,
yeah,
and he was a young man.
Yep.
Yeah, and even Ivanka Trump, I know, attended CHOAT too.
Mm-hmm.
But to make a long story short, I'm just wondering if you could spend just a little time on the concept of race as a social construct. You know, maybe if people could know a little bit more about how race came about. It's a recent invention, really, in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
And that skin color has nothing to do with intelligence.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely not.
No.
And, you know, the whole thing about black, yellow, and it really galls me when it's always black, white. How come Asians are not, and Asiatic people are not referred to as yellow? Or, you know.
Well, they were 100 years ago.
Americans are called red and.
Pretty racist stuff.
No, but I'm just
stuff.
Saying, why is it just black and white? And if I put a white sheet of paper next to a person identified as white, yeah. I never call the white man white, really.
Yeah, no. Dick Gregory once said to me, we should call you people pink people.
Exactly. And I feel the same way. But for me, really, I'll just make it quick. And, you know, it's one human race, really. Yeah. I believe in universalism.
Yeah.
And I recommend the book The Language of Genes by Steve Jones of University College, yeah. London University.
Yeah.
He coined the expression, below the skin, all human beings are Africans.
Yeah.
Because the human race, you know, arguably, you know, as, you know, paleontologists and others will tell us, you know, originally came from Africa.
Yeah.
You know, the out of Africa theory. And, you know, if we could just deal with this whole thing about whiteness and blackness and, you know, just let's forget about color and deal with each other as human beings.
Now, this came about in the early, you know, in a big way in the 1600s. As basically a lazy way, or a sleazy way, but really a lazy way, to define who was going to be a slave and who wasn't. If you look back at the history of slavery, it's as old as the history of civilization. Gilgamesh had slaves, you know, 7,000 years ago, and they were mostly people who looked just like him. And the Romans had slaves, and they were mostly people who looked just like them. And the Hebrews had slaves, and they looked just like them. Coming across this idea of having enslaved people who everybody can immediately identify made it a whole hell of a lot easier to keep people enslaved because, you know, I mean, Roman slaves, if they could escape, they could pretend that they were Roman citizens. But, you know, if somebody has a completely different skin color. So it really, you're absolutely right. It is a social construct. It was socially constructed in large part to advance the interests of slaveholders, which was an economic interest. And it's being continued to this day by racists like Donald Trump and J.D. Vance as ways of dividing the electorate, dividing people from each other. So, Ibu, I got to run, but thank you for your call. You said it very well, and I appreciate it. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. And, first I've got one very fascinating geeky science for you on the other side of the break. Then I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With Vice President Harris about to lay out her economic priorities, former President Trump was saying all sorts of things at his New Jersey golf club, leaving a lot to fact check.
You talked about how he said the mortgage rates were over 10%. That's not true. They're just south of 7%. And actually, at a year-over-year low, which is interesting. Obviously, a lot of people wondering if the Fed is going to cut rates soon, if that'll help bring mortgage rates down. He also really inflated the average price of gas, which is also really down year over year, not up, like he said.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The vice president goes to North Carolina Friday to present her economic proposals. On Thursday, President Biden and Xi talked about the first 10 prescription drugs covered by Medicare that'll cost less because of negotiations with Big Pharma. On trial for the murder of her black neighbor in a dispute, Susan Lawrence told the judge in Ocala, Florida, she will testify in her own defense. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Harris leads Donald Trump in the latest poll of Wisconsin voters. The Cook Political Report has Harris leading Trump in Wisconsin by 3 points, 49% to 46%. The Cook poll has Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde by 7 points. Meanwhile, Eric Hovde is suing a political action committee and the owners of some Wisconsin TV stations over an ad running against him he says is defamatory. Lisa Hale reports.
The suit alleges statements that Hovde's family rigged the system to rake in $30 million in government subsidies and loans, and that Hovde is, quote, sheltering his wealth in shady tax havens around the world, are false and defamatory. No hearings have been set yet. I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number three for me is A Quiet Place Day One, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day One more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Shower and thunderstorm chances ending in the overnight. Plenty of clouds across the area. Temperatures dropping to the upper 60s. For your Friday, more shower and thunderstorm chances and some heavy rainfall possible. High temperatures warming to near 80. Right now, it's 73.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of all the best people who could be in a second Trump administration. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It means it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Just Thrive Health, justthrivehealth.com, and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Darkness in.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden are having a gig today, and the crowds apparently are just absolutely massive over at, this is in Maryland, over at Democratic Underground. They've got all the pictures. You can see them. But here's what's hysterical about this. Donald Trump has a rally as well. And the Harris-Walz campaign just posted a press release about it. At the very top, it says, for planning purposes, reluctantly, August 15, 2024, media advisory. Today, Donald Trump, this is the headline, today, Donald Trump to ramble incoherently and spread dangerous lies in public, but at different home. And then here's what the text says. Today at 4:40 p.m., Donald J. Trump, loser of the 2020 election by 7 million votes, will hold another public meltdown in Bedminster, New Jersey. Date and time, August, you know, it says, venue, not a battleground state. Preview, not so fresh off NABJ, Florida, and Twitter glitches, Donald Trump intends to deliver another self-obsessed rant full of his own personal grievances to distract from his toxic Project 2025 agenda, unpopular running mate, and increasing detachment from the reality of the voters who will decide this election. These remarks will not be artificial intelligence, but they will certainly lack intelligence. Banning abortion, raising costs on families, confusing basic facts, cutting Social Security and Medicare, blocking border security, and being publicly unstable, unfit, and unwell will not help his struggling campaign for president. Tune in for the same old thing. This is just great. Meanwhile, I have a geeky science for you. This is just brilliant. Jonathan Watts writing over at TheGuardian.com. One of the world's top climate scientists, this is Gavin Schmidt. He's a British scientist and director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies out of New York. He is freaking out, this guy, the top climate scientist. He says the 2023 temperature anomaly has come out of the blue, revealing an unprecedented knowledge gap, perhaps for the first time since about 40 years ago, when satellite data began offering modelers an unparalleled real-time view of Earth's climate system. He goes on to say this, if the anomaly does not stabilize by August, it could imply, quote, that a warming planet is already fundamentally altering how the climate system operates much sooner than scientists had anticipated. The world experienced last month two consecutive days of heat in excess of anything in human records going back 120,000 years. Now, human records don't go back that far, but the archaeological or the geological record does. Schmidt goes on to say, we are already in uncharted territory with respect to climate, and with every decade, we will go farther out on the limb. One of the most worrying theories to emerge is that the Earth is losing its albedo. That's the ability of the planet to reflect heat back out into space. We're losing that because our ice is melting, whether it's ice in the Arctic, in the Antarctic, or on mountain glaciers. Sea ice is at a record low, an area larger than India, below the 1981 to 2010 average. In other words, an area the size larger than India, the subcontinent of India, has vanished from the ice on the Earth, and the ice is what reflects sunlight and heat back out into space. So this is what's called a positive feedback loop, and there's nothing positive about it. It's very, very dangerous. So what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Mike in Seattle. Hey, Mike, what's up?
I am curious, how do you think the Republicans are going to react to, and I'm projecting a win here, just when Kamala oversees the counting of her electoral votes?
What do you mean? Oh, because well, she's vice president. She doesn't oversee it. She just bangs the gavel at the very end and says, "I hereby certify this," or words to
that effect. Right. But still, the only two I can think of that actually did that lost their
yeah,
bed, so they couldn't do it.
Al Gore certified and his own loss.
Humphrey did too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I can't think of Republicans that have ever had to face this problem before. Boy, they're going to yell unconstitutional a lot. So,
I thought. Well, it's going to be an interesting time.
Oh, by the way, the report that you just gave, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's very concerning. Leo DiCaprio and I made a movie about this. You know, it's just a little 11-minute, clip on YouTube. It's called Last Hours, and if you go to YouTube and plug Last Hours and either my name or his name, it'll pop right up as the top thing. And it's about, we interviewed about 25 of the world's top scientists, and maybe 15 of them made it into the film, or maybe 10, I'm not sure. And it's what happens if the worst case scenario plays out? What happens if the oceans warm up enough that the methane clathrates, the frozen methane crystals that are along the continental shelves of every continent on Earth right now, what happens if they start melting? And this is what provoked the Permian mass extinction, and this is what provoked the PETM, something Eocene mass, thermal mass, I think, PETM, I'd have to go back and look at it. But. It's both of these were major extinction events. I mean, with the Permian mass extinction, it's the Permian Eocene. With the Permian mass extinction, 97% of all life on land and about 90% of all life in the oceans died. And so the Earth has been here before, and this is something that should concern us tremendously.
An odd side note that I forgot to think about, but. Last night I went to our legislative district meeting in Seattle, West Seattle, which is a very liberal spot, and we had a guy that visited and then booed every time we talked about us winning the primary thing and whatnot. So, be careful. These guys might start infiltrating Democratic legislative district meetings.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that they're actually not a member.
Right. Well, plus what they're really doing is stiffening the spines of the people who are there.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah. That's typically.
I also
happens.
Think he had a couple of extra drinks too. So
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. No, I see the same thing here on this program. I mean, when a Republican calls in and just makes a fool of themselves on the radio, then a whole bunch more callers will call in just to trash talk him. It's a real interesting phenomenon, which is one of the reasons that I'm always happy to put Republicans on the air when they call in. Mike, I got to move along. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Greetings, program, since we're all Tron fighting in cyberspace these days.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I wish I was spending the rest of this week binge-watching Doctor Who Season 10, where an old man is guiding a black female with a funny name, sort of anticipating what's going on with Biden and...
Oh, interesting. I've never watched Doctor Who. I'm familiar with the story, but I've never watched him.
I think it's Season 10, where they actually mention and mock Trump by name.
Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
This is from the BBC, isn't it?
BBC, right. It's recently crossed over to Disney+, but right. These are the older episodes on HBO Max, right.
Interesting.
So while I wish I was binge-watching that, I hope more of us are watching the documentary about the real-life Mad Men as, glamorized life in the, 1960 and beyond, really. I haven't seen it yet. I hope it's as good as it needs to be. Remember that all these reactionaries that want to take us back there, they don't understand, in order to do that, if they push out all the women and minorities, and there's, you know, gays portrayed, if they push them to the side, that means that the straight, mostly white, educated men like me and so on, you know, we'd magically have to make more money to make up the difference. Yeah, back then we had regulation. There was the idea that the boss should, you know, only be making 30 to 50 times more than a worker, not 100 to 1,000. And yes, there's a top boss who's waving around Atlas Shrugged like it's the Bible.
Yes, I've seen that. I've
in the show. I don't know about the reality, but yeah. So, so as Team Trump is trying to offer this nostalgia based on a little truth, but a lot of, you know, stuff forgotten, you know, that we catch up on the fake paradise that they're offering us. Basically, the worship of Saturn, nostalgia for a golden age that may or may not have happened.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay?
David, thank you. Great analysis. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. What's on your mind? Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, QAnon would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender, Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Sneaky alert, when you look at a dog food label and you see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that would raise a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food the dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy just love this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
They want to turn the clock back, rewrite history. Build the thrones on the backs of the free. Whispered lies in the dark, trying to deceive. But we stand tall with truth we believe. We won't bow down, won't let them take control.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Joe in Pittsburgh. Hey, Joe. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, my biggest frustration besides what the last caller was talking about with the elections and what they're trying to do again to steal it. I don't understand how in the world that people don't understand what their president's doing. I mean, I understand why, but how can we fix that? How can we get the media to actually tell the truth about it and actually cover Kamala the right way and cover Trump the right way?
I think we need to shame them, Joe. We need to be giving them feedback. If you subscribe to any of the mainstream media, I subscribe to both the Times and the Post. I have thought on various occasions of canceling my subscriptions as a protest, but I have to have them for the job that I do. So what I do is I go in on those articles where they allow you to post comments, and I take them to task in my comments. You know, I know that they do pay attention to those. They have to moderate them. So, you know, that's a start. I call them out on the program here. You talk to your friends, you know, call them out on social media. I've called out the New York Times twice in the last week on social media, you know, and include their Twitter handle on there. They're just so obsessed with the horse race, and now they're all upset that Kamala hasn't done a sit down with the media. Well, you know, she is controlling her narrative. That's her job. Her job is not to be, right, you know, the lapdog to the New York Times. So, and then, you know, the Times, you know, just relentlessly went after Joe Biden. I'm very disappointed by these guys and how they're, and now they're sitting on all this opposition research about J.D. Vance and apparently a few other Republicans, you know, including Marco Rubio, They're just sitting on it. They're refusing to publish it. And that's wrong. I mean, you know, when they got the information on Hillary, they were gleefully publishing it. So, you know,
it's very frustrating.
Yeah, we need to lean on them. We need to speak out as often as possible. Joe, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Connie in Omaha, Nebraska, also listening on Sirius XM. Hey, Connie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I love you.
Thank you. You still there, Connie?
And Rick and Paul. Oh, party?
Yeah, I lost you for a second there. Start over.
Oh, you did? Okay. I've got Ricketts, Bacon, and Fisher all voting to get rid of public school. Bacon, Ricketts put $1 million out in rural Nebraska to have private schools and get rid of public schools.
Wow.
And they're all...
Yeah, you're fading in and out here, Connie. I don't know if you're driving or what, but your phone is...
No, I'm just standing here in my kitchen. How am I now?
Okay, that sounds a little better. So Pete Ricketts, right? Is he your governor?
No, he was, and then he put P-I-L-L-E in, and he's as bad. He's racist. The legislature's racist. They're bullying our kids, and they're not working on the 234 acres to do an insurrection.
Wow.
In Nebraska.
Do you think that there's going to be a backlash? I mean, is it possible Nebraska could flip blue this election?
Tony Vargas, who's wonderful. We have Preston Love. We're going to have John Hewing for mayor. We need changes big time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But Connie, yeah, you're still fading in and out to the point where it's hard for me to make out what you're saying, Connie, so I'm going to have to move along. But thank you for the call, and I look forward to a future conversation where we get a little better cell call. Thank you. Gus in Natchitoches, Texas. Hey, Gus, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to Sirius XM.
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. It's Natchitoches.
Yep.
And you did pretty good there.
Okay,
but that's
thank
fine.
You. I've only got about 15 seconds here, Gus. You got a quick one?
Okay. Yeah, quick one. I want to know about this ear thing that the assassination attempt.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything else about it, but, you know, I'm
it's a miracle, Gus.
So.
It's a miracle. Yeah. It grew back.
That's what I thought. Yeah. The whole ear. Okay.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently.
Yeah.
I don't get it either. I'm surprised that we never saw it. He never went to the hospital. We never saw a doctor's report. We got this thing from Dr. Feelgood, you know, Ronnie Jackson. But other than that. Gus, I got to run. I'm sorry, but thanks for bringing it up. I appreciate the call and look forward to future conversations. It's, we're hitting the top of the hour, the end of the show. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, ignore it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and take good care. Stay safe.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, and it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, you know, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code Tom. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as Luke Mathers is in the guest host chair at our replay of a great interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hannish of the new film, Just a Bit Outside. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
if the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey.